Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to episode 197 of the Stall It podcast. You're very welcome. We have Joe still over in Washington, D.C. You sure you swear he was here at this stage? How's it going?
How are you doing, Jerry? In case anyone didn't know.
Sorry, what story? Oh, Jerry, you can head off now. What's the crack?
How are you, Darren?
All good.
Are you well?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad,
you're looking
not
well.
Bad.
You're looking well. I have to say now.
Yeah. You know yourself, just, you know, getting the walks in.
You have to get moving.
You have to get the fucking cholesterol down, you know, take the omega 3 and that. Plenty of water, bit of veg, bit of meat. Don't overdo it. A few walks, couple
good
of walks,
you,
get
man.
The Fitbit out. Yeah, you know,
you're losing it on the face. I can see it on your face coming a little bit more defined.
Yeah, it always goes off the face first, doesn't it? Yeah, that's where you notice it. It's on the face, isn't it? Yeah. That's where you know. Yeah.
And I'm looking well as well, haven't I?
Yeah. I was just about to say that to you as well. You don't look stressed out and not at all. Like, you look brilliant. You must be, you training over there, eh? You must be doing a bit of fucking walking, eh?
Do a little bit of walking around.
You can see it in your arms and all. Yeah, they're gone.
That's where you see it, isn't it? You see it in your arms.
Yeah.
And the face.
It's usually in the face and the arms. Yeah. That's where you usually know.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't it mad that people actually have that conversation? What do you mean it's in the face? What are you on about? How would it be in the fucking face? It goes wherever... I'd like to go on the hips, but oh no, decides to go from the face first. I'm getting a takeaway.
Your forehead, man, it's your forehead. Your forehead is looking very skinny.
Yeah, it's like our earlobes are a little bit thinner or something. Yeah. You know, it's in the earlobes first, you do. Yeah, it goes from the earlobes. Fuck off. Do you know where I'm going later? What I'm doing later? At 6:30. I'm hosting, not hosting, sorry, judging a talent show in my old school, Benevin's Got Talent. You have to give back, don't you?
Oh, Darren, I don't know. Between the cameos and now Benevin's Got Talent, I'm starting to think there's a fall from grace happening here.
Yeah, it's one or the other, isn't it? You can do one and get away with it, but if you do both, you're kind of like shooting yourself in the foot.
There's a pattern now.
But I'll be doing teenage discos next.
Here's Darren, give them a sue.
Oh shit, what am I have to get myself into?
Club appearances like
Gaz out of Geordie Shore
down the Midlands, you're up in Donegal or something, like, yeah, you just show up and do a sue beside the DJ for 10 minutes and
for a grand.
Yeah. Drive back to Dublin that night.
It's like fucking Cormac from California, isn't it? What's he doing? He's at the openings of pizza boxes
pizza,
and everything.
Yeah. I only seen that like
random.
He's doing something for Domino's.
Should that man have never ate a pizza in his life?
Only if there's eggs on it.
6 eggs per pizza per bloke.
Per day. It's 52 eggs. 52 pizzas. Yeah, I don't know. Ah, sure, a bit of crack, isn't it?
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for something that will surprise me. You know? Something that'll blow me out of the water. Blow me socks off, you know? One of them sort of acts, something with fire.
Ooh. No, dogs. There's got to be a good dog act.
Yeah, going to have to be a good dog. The dogs always win. If there's a good dog there doing some tricks, you can guarantee that's my vote.
Are you the only judge?
No, I think there's another few.
Are they famous as well?
I think it's me, Louis Walsh, and...
Talisa.
Talisa, yeah. Whatever the next person is that you say, that's the judge. That's the other judge. So Talisa,
Samantha,
yeah.
Samantha Mumba.
Samantha Mumba is as well, yeah.
Have you got any idea what kind of talents are, you know, you'd be watching?
Like, I remember going to the talent shows when I was in school.
You were never in them?
I never performed in them, no.
Stayed on the radar.
I used to go to them because you could buy a ticket. They used to charge you. They'd charge you, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got to make money.
So they used to charge us a fiver or something, and you'd go watch it. And I just always remember there was like a handful of people that used to just do raps. No, I'm sick of doing homework, yeah. It's like that chant, isn't it? Like the fucking call the teachers by their first name. Fuck you, Paul. Fuck you, Paul. Me maths teacher, Mr. McCormick. Paul. So I hope there's a few rappers.
Yeah. It's an all boys school as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's got to be awkward.
I won't. Be grand.
I would have been very awkward doing something like that.
Ah, yeah, yeah. That's why I never did it.
You rapped. You rapped when you were young, fella.
Used to rap in Benevin at the talent show. Fuck you, so. What you say? Yeah, I'm having a smoke in the jacks. Yup. Get the Bunsen burner. Light the smoke with the Bunsen burner. Light the smoke with the Bunsen burner.
Bunsen burner. Fucking hell.
Yeah, there should be a bit of crack anyway.
Joe, you must have been in a talent show at some stage.
Yeah, you're a model for a talent show, yeah. Skill. A bit of spoken word or something. These are the days. Dublin. This is Dublin.
No, I didn't. Well, there was no talent shows. It just that wasn't a thing in the school that I went to anyway. Not Marino. Fucking talent show.
You wouldn't get a talent show there, would you?
Who can roll the fattest joint?
That's a talent.
Yeah.
You can have your own little talent show behind the prefab.
Pointy's cone.
who met the most mutts? I did. I met 14 in an hour at the disco.
Who could spike the hair the best?
Who has the longest mullet? The winner gets a fat cone.
Yeah, it wasn't. I would have liked it though. I would have rather doing that than fucking PE, doing the bleep test, sweat me
fucking
balls off.
Pointless. Crap. That was pointless. That was for the army, but they made us do it.
That was for it was for the army.
They're like, yeah, you're doing a bleep test that the army do. We're like fucking 12.
Preparing us, man. It's the, you know, it's the agenda 2026, yeah, or whatever.
Trying
the
to
fuck
make
it
us
is.
Real. Make us real, man.
Yeah. Sign us up for NATO. The European army. It's coming. It's a coming.
Pass the bleep test in second year. Y'all going. Pack your bags and get your hair cut.
Cut that muller off.
The bleep test is pointless though, isn't it? In school.
Yeah.
I think for PE in general is just pointless if you weren't into it.
I think, like, I had one class a week for 45 minutes. Like, that's not enough exercise. Like, it's pointless.
We had no PE.
What?
They didn't have a PE hall until we were in sixth year.
I thought you went to a posh school.
I did not. What? I never said I went to a posh school.
Private school, no?
No.
Boarding school, no?
Boarding school, no? Foss, was it?
No, same type of school you went to, Darren.
Yeah. An open school.
A normal school.
A public school.
Yeah.
Ooh, on school, hesitation
whatever there. Whatever we call them. Well, we don't call them public schools in Ireland.
I did.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's the right name.
It's okay to call it that.
Anyway, yeah, same type of school that you went to.
Public one.
Yeah, public one, yeah.
So what the fuck did you do for PE? Just nothing? There was just no PE?
Nothing.
Not even a kick around the local park? No. Never you bring it out from the school and bring it to a park with a football?
Nothing.
They used to do that fucking on the off time. They'd bring it to like Johnstown Park or something. That's like beside Benevin. If it was sunny out, like instead of doing it in the hall, they'd bring it to a field in a park.
Yeah.
But like, they used to be umphless trying to fucking ditch that and just like smoke in the bushes and all. They had to put a stop to it.
They're not allowed to leave the school.
Were you allowed out on lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could leave the building.
Leave the building, go for your lunch, like in the shop.
If you want.
Get a roll on that. Were you allowed to do that?
Yeah, it was very exciting. I couldn't do it in primary school, but then when I got into secondary school, it was very exciting that you could do that. It's mad. I thought going to a mixed school, I'd pull loads of boards. I'd be in there with all the girls. I didn't pull anyone. You know, I was the only bloke in my class. I was basically in a girls' school. Yeah. It was fucking awkward.
The odds were in your favour.
Yeah.
You had big good odds there, like.
And then the Debs happened and I never went to it. But a bunch of lads that used to be in the class came back and went to the Debs. And one of them got with one of the teachers.
Oh.
Just think about that.
Say no names, anyway.
No names being said here. You can't come and get me. You can't get me.
No. It's not defamation if you don't say any names. You tell people the story. What happened?
It's not illegal either.
Isn't it?
Well, I think like he was of age and he's not a student anymore, so still fucking
weird though.
It's weird, alright, yeah. It's definitely weird.
Oh.
Whoa. Boom. Cha 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 cha. Do you hate it yet? I know you're not a big fan of America anyway, but is it getting on top of you a bit?
There's just nothing to like. There's just nothing here, you know? It's just fucking... You know,
have you done sightseeing? Have you gone around and seen the place?
I went for a walk a couple of times, but it's literally just... Because it's all squares, there's just no character. It's just everything is one street and all the buildings are the same and it's just like, oh, that's another building. There's no character. I don't know what I'm looking for, but like, there's nothing interesting. There's no history. Obviously, there is fucking history, but it doesn't feel like
a couple of hundred years old.
Yeah,
isn't it 300 years or something? What is it?
Yeah, 250-300 years. Yeah,
that's fucking nothing. There's no time for history there.
I know. And what's the history in Washington? They tried to design all the buildings. All the architecture is designed to look like it's from the Roman Empire, like the Roman era. Like with big columns and stuff like that. But you're like, this is just basically Disneyland. It's pretending to be Rome.
Brother, yous are only new.
It's embarrassing.
Yous are only new.
The White House design was specifically inspired by one other building in the world. Do you know what it is?
The one in Independence Day.
No.
Leinster House.
They don't really look alike.
Irishman designed, James Hoban, he designed the White House. He was the architect.
He's designing the new Old Trafford as well, isn't he?
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. Despite the fact he died in 1831.
You know,
and he won a competition. He won a competition to design the White House.
A fucking the credit union competition where you like draw a little picture, send it in.
Like the Texaco art competition.
yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Well done, so James. Now you get to design the. And what I think he designed it to be much bigger, actually, originally. And then they said, no, it doesn't fit in with the rest of the city, so make it smaller.
So an Irishman designed that?
Yep.
Aren't we such a great country?
The best.
Did you enjoy a Paddy's Day?
No. Just normal day. I didn't do anything at all. Watched the parade for like a half an hour. And I seen some dinosaurs going by.
Oh, yeah.
And... I was saying to myself, I wonder is Joe's one on that? Are they the dinosaurs, your dinosaurs' little family that are gone by?
Have you had any commercial inquiries?
No.
The float.
The zoo have a new Jurassic Park kind of thing?
It's all coming together, isn't it? There's something going on.
It's all dinosaurs.
It's fucking dinosaur shit. And I swear to God, when I was watching them going by on the float on the telly, I could have sworn they were watching me.
Their eyes follow you around the room.
Yeah. I had to go off to the corner of the room and all, they're still looking at me. I was like, something's going on with these dinosaurs.
Your dinosaur has attracted a bit of an audience though, Joe, hasn't it?
I sent you the video, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Maura sent me a video. I was after we recorded the podcast last week. Maura sent me a video of a crowd of people in the garden with kids taking pictures. I mean, it's fine, but like, it's still weird, you know?
Knock on the door, mate. It's all right if I have a look at the dinosaur. Like, I'm sure Maura would be like, yeah, walk away. We don't need to be looking out your window and saying that.
That is strange that they wouldn't just knock on the door, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
You'll ask them for it, though.
It's a grand big garden you have, though, Joe. They might have mistaken it for a park.
It feels inviting. It's the sort of garden where you just jump over the wall and just, like, go in.
Yeah.
And play.
Yeah. The size of an orchard, I'd say.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck off. Jesus Christ.
It's significant. It's a significant acreage you have there.
It's a decent-sized garden. It's not a bad garden now.
Yeah.
Fit for a dinosaur.
Fit for a dinosaur.
Yeah. It definitely is now.
Did you see the rock that I made? The stone rock that it's on?
Yeah, like, that's just cement. Like, that's pure brick concrete, isn't it?
Yeah.
The rock that I made.
Like,
did you see it? I'm shy.
Yeah,
I'm shy.
But, like, how are you going to ever get rid of that? You're going to have to get a bleeding drill.
Yeah, I'll just smash it up, yeah. I'm never going to get rid of it. It's going to be there forever.
I think the cement would last longer than the dinosaur. Through the seasons, the dinosaur will wither away.
And did you see the Ireland flags and everything on it? Because it was decorated for St. Patrick's Day.
I've seen that. It's fucking mad, that. What are you up to at all?
Oh, it's fucking stupid. What is my life, man? What the fuck? I have too much time to think over here. And I'm just like fucking questioning everything. Questioning my life.
Every corner of your life.
Yeah, I've too much time.
What kind of evaluation did you come to?
That I'm a fucking, that, what is, just, what is life?
I mean, I went from buying the odd fake Rolex here and there to just having a dinosaur in your garden. I don't think it can get any weirder than that. Can it? Can't. Couldn't. Surely.
With Joe, maybe.
You just never know. You just never know, look.
I don't have a pot in the house, so I'm microwaving broccoli. Is that weird?
Very, very weird.
That's extremely weird. That's weirder than
that. Are you putting it in water in a bowl and microwaving it?
A bowl of water, and then the broccoli goes in the water, and then I shove it in the microwave for 5 minutes.
My ma makes mash that way.
Does she?
She put the potatoes in a bowl of water and into the microwave for like fucking 8 minutes, 10 minutes. Same
and then
effect.
Then mashes them?
Well, drains the water and then mash them. It's the same effect as in a pot. Exact same thing.
Yeah. Just feels so cancerous.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just seems weird. It doesn't seem natural.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm putting stuff in the air fryer, I kind of get like that.
Mm.
Like, this, something else here. Ah, it's going to come out in a few years, isn't it? What it does to you.
This one, magic. Yeah,
you definitely can't cook broccoli in a microwave the same way you do on a stove or a hob, just for the reference. So I think you can do it. You can do that. Like, it's... It's a bit weird, like, but you can do it. It works.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, man. At least.
The strangest thing about that, well, the funniest thing about that video was that it was Moira taking it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. But she like, peeks around the corner for 2 seconds and then, like, they're in her garden.
Yeah.
She's afraid of them. The intruders.
She has every right. She has every right to record them for as long as she wants, but she just decided for 2 seconds just to, like, go. With the phone, just like a glance.
She's so awkward. She's so awkward.
How many shows have you done so far?
Two previews. And tonight is the first ticketed event. So, general audience. Tonight is the first night with a general audience where people that can just come buy tickets.
So the preview was for friends and family of the show to, like, rehearse it, I suppose, in a way.
Yeah, kind of to rehearse it in front of an audience.
Yeah.
And then tonight will be...
Are you prepared? Is everything going smooth, or...? We talk about that at a future date when it's all over.
I mean, it hasn't gone great. But it's improving. But, you know, ideally it would need another, I'd say, 2 weeks rehearsals, but here we are.
It is what it is. Scared of done.
That's it.
I feel like I'm over there ages. He's over there like a long time. I just feel like you would have done like 10 of them by now. Do you know what I'm going
away? I'm officially off book though, which is good. Like, I know the entire play, which is nice to be able to say that.
Is there any things where you trip up on? there's always something, isn't there, like, that catches you, and you just keep getting to that point and you're like, what was that one again?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the other character always says the same question.
Yeah.
And I have a different response every time. So I just have to remember where I am and what that response is. And then that triggers a series of events. But so far, I've been getting it right.
Jesus, it's a tough script, like, really is.
And the other, we got a new fella to play Lucky. Remember I was saying that one fella got sick, one fella dropped out,
Is this fella Lucky?
This is the fourth version. This is the fifth Lucky character.
Fifth time Lucky.
He came in 2 days ago and he has that whole monologue learned.
How?
Just some people fucking have photographic memory, man.
Yeah, I wish I had that.
Be good, wouldn't it?
Jesus, like, I feel like when you're fucking thinking about a script too much, it takes away from the performance, doesn't it? Even when you're in it, like, you're thinking about the next line, where you are. Mm. So I just have to rehearse the fucking bollocks out of it.
Yeah, you have to just fucking drill it into your head, and then, like, first comes learning the lines, and then you add the performance onto it once you have the lines in your head.
Mm.
And that's when it becomes fun, when you can play with it.
Add little bits in. Just random bits, like, that aren't even supposed to be in it. Just fucking wreck everyone's head, throw everyone off, and, you know, like, people forget their own lines. Because they're reading the whole script and just, like, waiting for them cues, like, and you're just like, blah, blah, blah. Just talking about spice bags and all. And everyone's just looking at each other.
Like, what the fuck is he saying? It's so crazy. Like, I could just say anything on that stage. It's like that kind of, you know, when you're standing on the edge of a bridge or something, you're like, oh, I could just jump in. And, you know, what do you call that?
Intrusive thoughts.
Yeah. You get so many intrusive thoughts where you're just like, I could just fuck this play up like that in a second.
Yeah. I could hit everyone. I could just start hitting everyone here and light the place on fire. I could do that and never go back to Ireland. Ever. And, like, you'd be all over social media the next day. You'd be famous, like. For all the wrong reasons. Is that fine?
If you burn down a theatre
and punched everyone
during your own play.
So you punch everyone, take them all outside, make sure there's no one in the building, and then burn it. Just because you had intrusive thoughts. You acted on your thoughts, like.
That's a lot of work to get through based off an intrusive thought. You know?
It could get the better of some people, you know?
Punching one person, maybe.
No, everyone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it's going to take you a while.
Babies and everything.
How many people are in this theatre?
I don't think there'd be any babies going to see Waiting for Godot.
Hey, I never fucking know.
There was like four people in the front row yesterday. It's a small enough theatre, and there was four people in the front row yesterday, and it got to half time, and then, like, we went back out on stage and they were gone. And there wasn't a full house or anything, but I was like, oof, this is fucking painful.
Ouch.
Yeah, like, they didn't come back for the second half. This is an invitation night. Like, they obviously know someone involved in the play.
There's probably like other actors who are in acting that are just like going to look and learn and stuff like that. And they thought to themselves, we ain't learning shit here.
We're learning how not to do a play.
Let's fucking get out of here and we catch a movie.
The first night was St. Patrick's Day night. St. Patrick's night. And that morning, at like 5 o'clock in the morning, the fire alarm was going on in this apartment building. And the fire alarm is like a woman that's saying, everybody, please make your way to the exit. And it's like an alarm going off at the same time. And all of the lights came on in the house and all down the building and everything. And I woke up in a fucking panic. I was like, fuck, there's a fire. 5 o'clock in the morning. And I went to the other, I stuck on my slippers in a panic. I put them on the wrong feet. I went to check the other bedroom to wake him up. And he wasn't there. So then I legged it. And I went down the stairs. And there was no one. There's no one in this fucking building, man. This is a big giant building and there's no one there. And then I went all the way downstairs and left evacuated, and there was only about 10 people outside, and your man wasn't there, Barry wasn't there, and I was like, fuck, he's like inside, he's gonna fucking burn or something like that. And then he knocked on the window because I was in the reception area, And then he knocked on the windows and said, "What the fuck, man? You left me." And I was like, "You were gone. I thought you were gone." You thought I left him to fucking And he says, "I was in taking a shit." And I was like, "Taking a shit? For fuck's sake, there's a fire alarm going off and you're getting ready in the bathroom to leave, like, and there I am panicking, sticking me slippers on the wrong feet."
I mean, it's not that big of an apartment, is it? And you're claiming you just couldn't find them and you had to leave. You looked everywhere. I tried everything. I just had to go and save myself. It's a two-room apartment.
I tried nothing and I was all out of ideas.
The two of you just have to line up outside.
We did, like that.
Like that.
Fingers on our lips.
But all is good anyway, yeah?
That was the third time the fire alarm went off.
Just a little icebreaker, you know? You can get away with balls professionally a little bit. Just a little bit.
I auditioned for that Tin Man on the post office ad, where he opens his heart and off of the Christmas one. And I fucking walked around. I showed you the video. Did I ever show you the video?
I don't think so.
Like, how do you audition for that? I had to walk around the gaff pretending like I was a robot. Like a fucking idiot. Like a fucking idiot. And the water one as well. Tony Cantwell's Deep River Rock ads. I fucking slid out into my hallway with a short button down. I was like, "Hey, how are you doing? Like, you know, oh, I'm the Deep River Rock guy." And then I found out Bladen Peter McGann was the one casting it. And I'm like, "Oh, no way. So he's seen that? He's seen that fucking video? No. No."
Yeah, I know what you mean. I done the fucking, the crinkler one in the kitchen.
That crinkler one was good, though.
It was similar to, obviously, what it was then. So I suppose it's grand. But the Deep River Rock fella.
The Deep River Rock.
I don't know about
Rock
that
fella.
One. I think that might surface. McGann might just decide to post that and do a review, you know.
He has the blackmail, man. He has the blackmail on me.
Pete, I wouldn't do that to you. Pete is one of the good ones.
I should get there before him. I should release it.
Yeah, you just say, "Here, Pete, have you got that fucking Deep River Rock ad that I auditioned for? I just want to fucking tweak it a little bit, you know, just look over it because I have another audition for a competitor water brand. Volvic or something. Just wanted to see where I went wrong." And then bam, up on TikTok. "You can't get me now. If I get myself, you can't get me."
Yeah, Peter, delete that, will you? Making a fucking show of me.
Yeah, no, hang on. Go to recently deleted there now. Yeah, alright, yeah, lucky. Because you can delete them, but just recently deleted then. You know?
You can make duplicates. You made it, you know, nothing's ever deleted off the internet. Everything is always there. It's just hidden.
It's there forever.
It's waiting. There forever.
Just there waiting.
All them pictures. All them pictures you put up. Still there.
In the shilling.
Dancing.
And the Bridge Tavern.
Oh. Oh.
All the photos of you in the Bridge Tavern from 2012. Posing with the monk.
Oh. Oh.
Do you not remember me, Joe?
You were sitting in me seat.
Where have you been, Joe? I was listening to the podcast and you weren't on it. Where are you in Washington? Fucking queuing up for this spice bag bleed in 2 weeks. I'm starting to believe it myself.
That's a good monk.
I know, I've been practicing. We were doing a cup on the balcony.
I've
there
been
having
practicing.
A smoke. We were having a smoke on the balcony and like the monk came up in conversation and everyone just started trying to do an impression of him. And then I did one and they're like, "Okay, that's kind of good."
Oh, you're going to be getting some cameo requests.
No practice, just did it there. It's like Kermit, he sounds like Kermit the Frog, but like from Dublin.
What are you saying to me, Miss Piggy? Cab, is it? Get that camera down my face. You're like a wasp, you are.
You're like a wasp.
You're like a dying wasp, you are. Get out of my face.
Go away, will you? Back to RTE. Go away.
What was that? Are you in the Young Offenders there or something?
Why?
I'm running for election, all right? You're like a dying wasp, you are. I heard it all before.
Oh man, there's a new that's gonna open up an avenue for you, man.
I'm gonna do a load of videos where the monk keeps coming into my house.
What have you got in the air fryer? Do you have a few chicken tenders? What are you doing in me gaff, man?
Just canvassing for the next election.
Oh. You're like a dying wasp. What do you mean I'm like a dying wasp? Like,
do you want a fucking few chips or not?
Yeah, go on while we're here then.
Delight with himself.
I'm chuffed with that. Do you want any other politicians? Well, no, I'm only asking.
A politician. Yeah, go on. Do you want Conor McGregor then?
No, I won't be doing that. I'll stick to Jerry. I'll stick to Jerry, and that's the end of it. You're trying to corner me now.
Conor McGregor.
Another politician. No, Jerry Hutch. No, I won't actually. And Conor McGregor.
No, I won't actually do him, Joe. No, I'm not doing that one. Stop fucking asking me, because I'm not going to do him. Like,
I go on.
I can't. No, I won't be. Stop asking me. I'm not doing it. I'll give you one, then you want the whole bleeding lot of them. Like, no.
Give us. Jerry Hutch down a well.
I don't know how I got down here. Did someone help me get out? I'm just walking around handing out leaflets with me face on it. Canvassing. There's a load of wasps down here. You're like a dying wasp. Will you help me?
Jerry Hutch down a well. Wait, enough of Jerry Hutch, all right? Enough of the impressions. I'm not down anymore, so stop fucking asking me.
Hang on, I want to know. Because you told us a few weeks ago you were considering putting in the work to become Ireland's best impressionist, right?
Yeah.
So you've come in with that one. So I've a feeling you might be doing a bit of work quietly off the side. So who else have you been working on there? Who else is ready to go?
No one.
Ah, come on.
It takes a long time to master one impression. I mastered Jerry Hutch in a month, so.
Master.
A month per impression. Sorry. That's all you're getting. Next month I'll have one. Yeah, I should have one.
Can you say the watch was in his arse for 5 years?
As Jerry Hutch.
As Jerry Hutch.
I'll give it a go. Well, that's the last one, right?
I know more.
Because us impressionists, do you know when you us impressionists, like, you know, when someone knows you're like an impressionist, like us impressionists, they keep asking you to do all of them then.
Yeah.
And it's fucking annoying, right? Yeah. I'm going to speak on behalf of all impressionists, including myself, that it gets fucking annoying, yeah?
I thought they liked it.
No, we fucking hate it.
I thought you'd love it.
Ask Al, I was talking to Al yesterday. Oh, we have an impressionist WhatsApp group, all right? Me, Conor Moore, Al Foran, fucking few other people. And we all agree that we don't like when people ask us to do the impressions in public. Okay. So you want Jerry Hutch as Christopher Walken in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. So niche.
Now you're talking about the watch. Yeah, the watch. It was in his arse. The watch was in his arse for 5 years, it was. You look at dying wasp.
That's the sign of a true impressionist. Doesn't have to do with the dialogue from a film or Anton, yeah. Said before, give me Anton. I'll say Anton as Jerry Hutch.
I feel so privileged. People would pay €30 on Cameo for that.
Listen, everyone, if you want a Jerry Hutch voice now,
no more Cameo ads on this podcast. You can pay like everyone else. Tell you what you can do. You go off to Ben Evan now when you leave here, and you can show those kids a thing or two about putting on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Get up there and do Jerry Hutch.
Just do Jerry Hutch in a secondary school.
Yeah, like, here's your maths teacher, but it's Jerry Hutch.
All right.
take out your books there, will you? Where'd we leave off? Page 64. Algebra. Is there a wasp in the room?
That fucking wasp, man. You're like a
the wasp. It wasn't the watch that was in his arse, it was the wasp. He's had me convinced that it was a watch, and I'm starting to believe it myself, but it was a wasp.
Mixing all of them up, I love it. I'm going to shake things up here. I'm going to shake things up in Leinster House.
He loved that.
Oh, yeah.
He'd love that, wouldn't he? Yeah, he'd love that.
Yeah. If anyone knows,
the Umble is very good, isn't he? What's his name? Conor Moore. No, Conor Moore. Did you see Conor Moore's video? That is brilliant, isn't it? Did you see that one?
No.
He did like Jerry Hutch, Donald Trump, and Micheál Martin in the White House. And like Micheál Martin brought Jerry Hutch with him. And Jerry Hutch keeps just breaking up the conversation. Saying,
what are you looking at?
It's fucking genius.
That's very good.
Boy, do a better Jerry Hutch than Conor Moore. So.
Ooh.
I'm from here. He's not from here. Do you know the way? Of course I can do a better one. We are talking about it in the Impressionist WhatsApp group anyway, so it's all right.
You should have a competition, a talent show. All Georgia.
Yeah. Oh, stop. Right, that's enough. That's enough of the impressions now.
Ah.
Boo.
It lives legs if it kept going.
No, I don't know. You've been doing Christopher Walken for about 4 years, so.
Jesus.
I have a feeling people are going to send in requests now.
Yeah, I think so.
Will you do Jerry Hutch fucking blah, 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 stuck down a well again? Will you do him stuck down a well again? And make sure you throw in the wasp bit. Thanks. Also, love the podcast. We're stuck in the Matrix. Did you try the bowl yet? What is it? Benny Bowl. Any update on that? No, Benny Bowl.
No, I haven't tried the Benny Bowl. Not yet. I don't want to get food poisoning while I'm doing the show.
What makes you think the Benny Bowl will give you food poisoning?
Somebody said that to me in Trader Joe's. I was in Trader Joe's and someone said it to me. Said, don't go there, you'll get food poisoning.
How is the general shopping going? Are you buying food yet, or are you still living off
broccoli,
snacks and microwave broccoli?
No, buying food. It's expensive though. Like, yeah, I have some like, but I don't have a pot, so everything is just either microwaved or fried
oven
on a little frying pan that we have. But we're getting a pot today, so I'll be able to have pasta and rice and potatoes.
Big day.
It is a big day. It genuinely feels like fucking Christmas. It's the little things in life, you know?
That's all you need. You just an old pot, like, and you're fucking, you don't need anything else. Wouldn't you have a pot in your life, huh?
You said it. You said it, Darren. I couldn't have said it better than
you. You'd be surprised what you need a pot for, you know?
Would you?
Nearly everything. Yeah, nearly everything, yeah.
Like what?
Everything you can think of. Rice. Pasta.
Sandwiches. Did you ever boil a sandwich? Lovely.
No. No, I've never done that.
Oh, just try it, man. It's good.
Do you ever microwave a cheese sandwich?
Yeah, it turns into a toasty.
No.
That does. Does do that when he's gone.
What happens to it? It goes dry. It's
soggy.
Like,
soggy, soggy and chewy.
Wet. Go mad wet.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Well, any time, oh yeah, I don't know, it turned into a toasty, so I don't know. Maybe I don't have it on long enough. You want to be putting on for a good 10 minutes. You get an old toasty over.
How are the rats?
Oh, yeah.
Rampant.
Are they still chasing you on the scooter?
They're still winning, are they?
Yeah. They're fucking everywhere. It's crazy. I've kind of gotten used to it, though. Like, I know that they're not going to come up to me.
Yeah, like pigeons.
They still catch up. That's what they're like, though. There's no pigeons here.
Rats ate them.
The rats ate them, yeah.
Well, fucking probably, yeah. Probably. But that's, I wanted to talk about why this building is empty. It's empty because the people that used to work here used to live here, and now that they don't have jobs here, they went elsewhere. So it's kind of like a ghost town. All the buildings are empty, the streets are empty. Like, it just feels like
extra spooky.
Hollow. Hollow. Yeah, yeah. Feels like it used to be a city.
Mm. Fucking, it's even more haunted now.
Why?
It was already haunted, like, where you are, but, like, it's even more haunted now because there's no one in it.
Ghost town.
So, like, there's no one, there's fuck all people in that building now, like.
There's, like, 10, well, when it was evacuated, there was, like, 10 people standing outside. Like, unless people just didn't leave.
They're probably just, that happens all the time.
I don't know. There was a fire ambulance and all outside, two fire ambulances. Ambulance. Oh. Yeah. So it was taken seriously, like.
Dan, what have you been doing?
Just learning lines and all. Doing Jerry Hutch impressions. I haven't been up to Arden.
He's in the gym non-stop.
I'm back.
Oh.
PT.
Hasn't left the gym. He's a big meathead now.
Ripped.
Is
man.
It okay to do the juice or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so long as you're not competing.
You're a celebrity.
Hmm. I feel like a lot of people who look chiseled are on the juice.
Probably. Yeah.
Not everyone, but like most. Well, thanks very much for listening, everyone. I hope you're all right after that episode. I'm grand anyway.
I hope you're better.
I hope you're better for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And keep getting the walks in.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the walks.
You have to get a couple of walks in. And then you'll
swing
be fucking
your arms.
Yeah, the walking does wonders. Between the walking and the diet, I mean, it'll all drop off you.
It'll fall off you.
It'll walk itself off you. It will. You won't know yourself. You'll be a shell of the person you were.
Jesus.
You know it was a force in the face.
Right, come on. Good luck. Take care of yourselves.
See ya.